This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row and the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Right on the top floor of Bank Negara Malaysia Museum and Art Gallery, Sasana Kijang, is a huge exhibition. The works dominating the walls there, on both wings of the floor, are created by Puan Sri Norma Abbas, an artist who has established herself for over three decades in the Malaysian art landscape. Norma Abbas, A Colourful Journey, is the artist's fifth solo exhibition in the country, but her first solo one in Bank Negara Malaysia Museum and Art Gallery. The exhibition, which comprises about 70 works, is aptly titled A Colourful Journey. The primary hues underscore the celebration of colours as each framed collage leaps out, calling attention to itself, asking to be looked at, soaked in, smiled at, chuckled over, studied, contemplated, enjoyed. At one level, her works are very accessible, readily enjoyed for their aesthetic qualities. The compositions, rich with multicolored details, offer a visual feast which compels the eye to take it all in, eat it all up. The pleasure of the encounter is immediate and visceral. Most of them tease a smile from the viewer. But for sure, Norma Abbas's works bear looking at again and again because they are so very textured, not merely because they are mostly collages and there is relief, but rather each work seems a visual code that would only reveal itself more fully and reward more richly the patient viewer. For instance, this collage titled Flashes Used to Bother Us. I asked former director of Bank Negara Malaysia Museum and Art Gallery and now consultant to the exhibition, Lucien De Guis, to share with us this work. First, he describes the piece.
There are two people, ladies by the look of the bows in their hair, and then there's a much smaller figure down here of a somewhat unconventional flasher in that he's, well, I mean, it's been very delicately handled. I mean, he's not handling anything himself. He's wearing a whole lot of sort of women's underwear, and he's got a rather cheeky look on his face. He looks like a bit of a rough sleeper, apart from a sort of delicate walker with a raincoat that has been opened in traditional flasher style. I mean, he's got most of the attributes, but not the sort of the vital attribute. I don't know what time this program is going to be aired. It's probably before the watershed hour, but we won't go into too much detail on that. She has handled this topic with complete, well, sensitivity, really. I mean, it's something which could have been a bit harrowing, but in the end, it's almost comical. I'm not sure whether that's meant to be the effect, but one comes away with a feeling of people who are maybe alarmed in one case, a bit complacent in another. It's obviously an experience that they've been through and react to in different ways.
Remarking on the texture of the work, De Guis says,
the texture, basically, I mean, there are cutouts, there are different painting techniques, and most of all, I think she's used a signature Norma Abbas touch, which is actually extending the painting beyond the frame, which is a very sort of Renaissance technique to some extent, which she's incorporated into a very modern message. I mean, I can't think of any old masters that cover exhibitionism in the way that this one does. I mean, it is an interesting social topic, apart from the way it's treated, and the way that it is treated tells us that, well, for one thing, there's a double meaning, I think, in the title, or at least an ambiguity. I mean, does it mean that they used to bother her in the past, or they're still around, but they don't bother her any longer? Or it's an us, actually, and we're not quite clear who the us is.
On Norma Abbas's technique, De Guis says,
I think the technique she's used helps make it a little bit more cheerful. It's almost like a children's book in a way. I mean, the technique is virtually pop-up. I mean, one imagines that something could even pop up from the flasher himself, but Thank goodness it doesn't. We've got him just sort of crossing his legs in a very discreet manner. We've got all sorts of colours going on, presumably emotions happening. But most of all, it's the three-dimensional quality I admire in this. I mean, in a lot of her collages, it's very flat. This one actually is raised quite a bit in some cases, so you get a full feeling of three dimensions, or at least two and a half dimensions.
When I asked De Guise about Abbas's style and what might it be reminiscent of, he says,
a lot of people attribute this to Picasso, not particularly this work, but her output in general. I don't really see it as being Picasso-esque, except for things like, you know, some whacking great eyelashes around the place. I feel it has far more warmth and charm than Picasso ever had. I mean, there are, of course, two types of people in this world. There are the ones who like Picasso and the ones who like Matisse. And I subscribe to the latter. I think that she has the warmth and the empathy of Matisse rather than the cold harshness of Picasso, who could well have been a flasher himself. I mean, he was the sort of man who would get out and mack and terrorize women.
But Noor Abbas is no unthinking follower. While there are echoes of the old master in her works, Abbas has her own signature.
I mean, Picasso was very much into sculptural forms, a sort of harshness that can't marry itself with whimsicality. I mean, this is pure whimsy. I mean, it is turning a potentially traumatic event into something which might be a sort of a happy family memory in the end. I mean, she's turned it into a painting. She's, not covered up what's going on in it, so presumably her grandchildren can admire this and enjoy that whimsical touch that you mentioned. I mean, it's a social message, but conveyed in a way that's almost like a sort of public service announcement. This has the same effect, this same sort of innocence, in a way, even though we're covering adult material. You know, I think the whimsy word would be correct. There's also an element of fantasy in it. I mean, it is a rather idealized view, and yet there's a sort of slight sense of turmoil in the air.
I wanted to find out if Abbas's works are Malaysian, or do they transcend national boundaries? De Guise.
I really don't see Norma as being the embodiment of Malaysianness. And I think when I have sort of previously misguidedly, you know, called her a celebrated female artist, I was picking up on the thing which I think has a stronger identity than the Malaysianness. I think she's very much a citizen of the world. And I think even her upbringing would suggest that. I mean, she's told us about how her father was in the army. I mean, the army is a pretty universal factor. I mean, they use the same ranks throughout the whole world. They tend to wear similar uniforms. So I think she was brought up in an environment which is very global in outlook. And that is exactly the feeling I get from looking at most of her work. You may get a song cock occasionally. You may get other types of cock occasionally. But it's still universal. You know, if one is looking for Malaysian input, perhaps it's the colour. Perhaps it's her love of textiles. And, you know, I have a belief, I'm not sure it's supported by the artist, that, you know, she was heavily influenced by the textiles that she was designing many years ago. But instead of becoming a textile specialist, she brought some of those techniques to painting. And in the same way that Matisse was, you know, I'm always drawing these allusions to Matisse. I really want her to be like Matisse, but his parents were in the rag trade, basically, and he grew up with scissors and knowing how to cut things. And much later in life, when he did those famous cutout paintings, I mean, they were very much using scissors. I think that's the same technique that Norma is using. And I think that one is also getting that combination of 2D and 3D that you get with textiles. I mean, they're not in very high relief, but then nor are they as flat as a piece of paper or a canvas. So I think that we are getting the impression of textiles, and that brings us back to your question, which was the Malaysian input. You know, I still believe that textiles are the art form extraordinaire of this region. The Malay world has done best, really, and most admired around the world. And I think she's brought some of that sense of texture, of a slight freedom of movement, into something that could otherwise have been very flat.
Lucien Deguise, consultant to the exhibition Norma Abbas, A Colourful Journey, which is being held at the Bank Negara Malaysia Museum and Art Gallery, Sasana Kijang. Coming up, we'll hear from the noted artist herself, Puan Sri Norma Abbas, and from Noreen Zukepli, head curator of the gallery, who oversees the museum's curatorial activities, including the permanent galleries and temporary exhibitions. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You are listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Currently, there is a large exhibition at the Bank Negara Malaysia Museum and Art Gallery, which will run till Tuesday, April 18th. The exhibition is titled Norma Abbas, A Colourful Journey, and some 70 works are hanging on the walls on the gallery's third floor. Norma Abbas is stylishly dressed when I meet her. A black and white patterned scarf wraps her head like a soft turban, which could double as a tea cozy in an emergency. Underneath that artistically wrapped headdress, what appears like a snug black knit cap holds her head neatly tucked away. On her well-made-up face, eyebrows and eyes drawn and highlighted, she wears a pair of large-framed glasses. Underneath her dark blue quilted jacket, she wears a collared white linen blouse buttoned at the neck. The fishtail hem drops below her knees, making her appear as if she were wearing a skirt, but not exactly a skirt. Her legs are covered by a pair of skinny-legged pants of soft material which tapers snugly to her ankles. Flat-soled shoes with sharp pointy toes cover her feet. They look not unlike a pair of black ballet shoes. She looks every bit an artist. Nothing much about her screams out Malaysian artist, but do her works point out that she is a female artist? Lucien Deguise, in an article on the artist, seems to think so. He writes, "Although Norma Abbas would prefer to be seen as just an artist, her work does embrace the feminine. In her painted tributes to the alpha plus male Pablo Picasso, for example, she has managed to adapt a softer side, changing his classical world coldness into something warmer and ultimately kinder." I feel compelled to ask Norma Abbas if she sees herself that way. The artist answers,
"Honestly, as an artist, I'm not into gender basis. I don't feel myself female or male, or masculinity or femininity. The painting comes from the soul, and the soul is neither male or female, honestly. That's what it is."
If gender doesn't show up in her works, as she claims, how does it show up in the life of the artist that informs the art? Does she, as an artist, face obstacles and challenges that male artists do not? Norma Abbas.
"Only where family is concerned. Yes, family comes first to me. Yes, being a mother, so, I mean, I had to put on hold for a while. I mean, I still painted, but I couldn't do more. I would love to do more solos, you know, before, if I could, but I could only manage only about three, yes? This is the fourth. So, only where family is concerned, yeah?"
So what are curators like Deguise seeing to assert that her works are feminine?
"The women in my work, the women are female themselves, are feminine themselves. That's why I do a lot of women in my paintings. Most of my friends are women. So that's the femininity that comes from there. Yes, family, friends, yes, they're all female. Most of our friends are female. So I would say that's the femininity in it, yeah? I wouldn't say strokes or whatever. I mean, a guy can do the same stroke as a woman, yeah? So to me, femininity is the title, the subject matter itself.
Art started early in the artist's life, she tells.
Pre-primary, you know, when we came back from UK, we came back by ship. So on the ship, there were classes for children to do art. I was involved in that class as well. So when I came back, I went straight to school, to a convent. I mean, I was active in the arts, art classes. So it was an inborn thing, yeah.
The daughter of a military man attending Sandhurst Military Academy, she spent some of her very early years in England where she was exposed to art. When I ask her how well we in this country do to expose our very young charges to art and to the arts, she walks away, then tells me.
But my brother is artistic as well, but he's not into art, but he can paint if he wants to. But he became a corporate person, yeah, a very high-profile corporate person, yes, yeah. There's only two of us, so we are both, we have the artistic flair, but I suppose I would say it's from the forefathers. Yeah, my mom is not artistic, yeah. My dad is not artistic in the sense of painting, whatever. But to me, his sense of style, I could see was from his clothing. Yeah, he had style to me when I was young, yeah.
As an adult, Norma Abbas returned to the UK to continue her art education at Manchester Polytechnic School of Art.
I went there when I was 21. I went to two art schools.
Right?
No. I went to public school when I was young.
Yeah.
I followed my parents. My father was an army general, so he went to Sandhurst. So I followed them. So my beautiful childhood was there, and we came back, and that sort of was buried in my memory, in my heart. So all the time, I wanted to go back to UK and do my studies. That's why I chose UK.
After Manchester Polytechnic, Norma Abbas later acquired her master's at orthographic printmaking at the Chelsea School of Art. I find some time to speak to the head curator of Bank Negara Malaysia Museum and Art Gallery, Noreen Zukepli, to get her view on the artist.
She is very deep. She's very deep in each of her works, all about her personal stories. In fact, the exhibition is very personal and an honest exhibition, I guess, because each of the artwork tell real story. For me, she's different. You cannot find anything like her artworks. You know, the combination of color and especially the medium that she used, the collage and acrylic, and I like the way that she is very honest. As I said, she is very honest in portraying things through her artworks. And not just that, the way that she's trying to exaggerate things, to exaggerate characters in her works, that I think there's something different that you cannot find in any other artist in Malaysia, especially new ones. Some artwork that feature the family members. It's so much, it's very personal. And it tells you not just a general scene, but a specific scene of happening in her life. Captures the daughter, the granddaughter, and also friends and son.
Still under personal and intimate in Norma Abbas's work, Noreen Zukepli shares her perspective on the work titled Two Heads Are Better Than One. She says,
Two Heads Are Better Than One. It's all about her daughter named Dania. She's trying to show Dania in three identical representations. And then this is how she tries to tell that Dania has a difficulty in making her own decision. So, and it relates back to the title that says Two Heads Are Better Than One, where Dania always goes back to her and asks for opinion.
Before I walk away from Noreen Zukepli, I want to find out what she sees in Norma Abbas that she would consider Malaysian. After all, another perspective is that she is global, universal.
I think she is so into the cultures. You know, the culture, everything. I mean, in her artwork, she's trying her best to relate to the motif, the traditional motif, the local motif, and then try to relate back to the myth and, yeah, that kind of thing. You know, even for the what you can see in her collection of artworks here, which this section we call promise, is actually her relationship with the god. And then you can see actually the triangle motif, which relates back to her interest or in traditional motif, Pucuk Rebung. So that's how I can relate her to, you know, can call her a Malaysian artist. She's very into culture.
Malaysian artists, global artists, and artists who paint through the lenses of a gender, and artists who transcend the gender. For some, these are issues to look into and answers to ferret out. But for most of us, her works are compelling because of their vibrancy. They are captivating colours which celebrate life. These rich, strong colours make the works leap out.
I suppose it's part of the journey. If you see from the beginning, the colours are, some are black and white, some are more subdued. It's that part of the journey that I go through. So at this present time, I suppose the aura is different. So it follows the aura of the artist and it reflects onto the canvas. It's part of your inner self when you paint. That's peace and the love. And I suppose at the moment, clean and happiness. So it reflects onto the painting.
Norma Abbas's works capture life, her friends, her family, who are part of our Malaysian pulse. She captures them with humour, with a love that's personal and private, revealing only so much, encoding the rest in a visual language that requires study. But a language which can easily allow her to declare, "You have mistranslated." Norma Abbas, A Colourful Journey, is exhibiting in Bank Negara Malaysia Museum and Art Gallery. It continues through April 18th. Gallery hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily, and admission is free to this very beautiful space. The voices you've heard on the interview belong to the artist, Puan Suri Norma Abbas, the head curator of the gallery, Noreen Zukepli, and exhibition consultant, Lucien Diguis. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.